Okay, and we're coming back in again. No, just let Gary, I'll come back to Jenna and I say, continue on there on the global warming. I'll just ask you one quick question about your article, Climate Change Solution, where you said mega corporations churning out FAUX foods. What are FAUX foods?
Oh, that just means false.
Oh, I see, I see. Oh, yeah, sorry, that's
food.
An abbreviation. That's an American abbreviation, yeah. As John Sapler says, sometimes we have two countries separated by a common language.
Yes.
But carry on. I'm not trying to talk you down on climate change, but just there's some new information we'll get to you during the week, see what you think of it. But carry on there on climate change connected to all this, yeah?
Well, okay, I don't know that there's a whole lot more to say. I mean, we can't get very far because every time we come up with a position that looks like the solution, somebody concocts a theory or whatever that says it's just the opposite, so it's hard to make progress.
And, oh, yeah, there's such barefaced lies out there, backed up by government and multinationals again, you see.
Well, yeah, and just ordinary people. I guess that's my major point, is that in order to make it very much further, given all the people that are going to be coming into the world, billions more, we're running out of land. Fertilizers, chemical fertilizers aren't working anymore. We got to go to something that's even better than organic, and it has to be highly nutritious. We have to put the nutrients into the soil. I've come up with a system that I call Nutriculture, which instead of organic, because Nutriculture makes it very clear that we're talking about the nutrition that's in the food and that's going to wind up in your body. So we need to, in any case, in my view, put the biochar into the soil in order to conserve the nutrients and the minerals and so forth, rather than have them drain away and run off to the ocean in order to make any headway with all of this. And in so doing, because biochar is essentially pure charcoal, pure carbon, we are sequestering carbon. Now, if that's a mistake, then I guess we have to find out if that's a mistake. But I think it's the solution. We accomplish both at once, and instead of putting all the emphasis on trying to control greenhouse gas emissions from burning fossil fuels, we put the attention and the money and the effort into making biochar. It's just a double whammy, a double bonus. So we're doing what we have to do anyway to resurrect the soils and ensure that we're going to have continued high productivity of high-quality, nutrient-dense foods. And just automatically, at no extra cost, we're taking CO2 out of the environment. And I happen to think that's what we have to do.
Yeah, the wood chip, a massive amount out in most countries, especially in North America, is going to waste. And it's outrageous to be burning it in power stations. There are some mini power stations burning it. That's a terrible, ridiculous use. In Ireland, they burned half the peatlands in crappy power stations when they should have been using it in horticulture, you know?
That's right. And it's not just wood chips, and it's not just scrap wood. There are lots of things, including certain kinds of grasses and nuisance plants that can be turned into biochar
Sunflowers this year. I overplanted, and I've been drying out the stalks and the corn after it came out. I'm drying it out because it just ends up being beautiful because it crystallizes in its form through the pyrolysis. And
when you have that dried out, and again, I don't mean to be a pain in the face, but you've got dry matter and animal manure, chicken manure, pig manure, mixed with that, or horse manure, then you've got something really going. I'm telling you, if you can get enough dry matter, be it leaves, wood, peat, you get that together, do an experiment. I'll give you the exact things during the week in an email, and carry out, say, 5 or 6 cubic meters of it, and 5 or 6 weeks will do it. And I tell you, the results will be fantastic when you grow with it. The was I going to say? Another area related to that, this runoff, Gary was saying, even in Herefordshire and just here locally, the reddish soils, as they see it in the winter months when there's heavy rain, the soil is liquefying out onto the road and into the drains. And in the UK, they used to give farmers £10 an acre grant for maintaining the drains on their side. And because they don't get the £10 grant now, they maliciously plough into their drains, get rid of them, and you've got water back up in fields. I mean, the ignorance of the farm community, and I'm descended from 7-9 generations of them, by the way, I'm not afraid to criticise them, is appalling. And they'll spend hundreds of thousands of pounds getting into finance and debt on a machine. Like, a Clay's combine now is £300,000 to buy here. Full-size Clay's combine, that's the best one, the German one. And for very little money, they could get better soilage and drainage going. But there you are. That's what goes on here. And some parts of Ireland are on regular tonnage per acre. I can't get figures out of different people like Vincent Finelli, but you can get 3.5 tons of grain to the acre on the fertile lands in the Midlands. That's pretty good going, you know.
Yes. A couple of points about biochar. The way it is made is it's baked in such a way that it cooks in the absence of oxygen. So you could do that with practically any kind of organic matter. And in this country, we have manure, which used to be a precious fertilizer, though in my view not a complete fertilizer, has now become a big waste problem. We have mounds and mounds and mountains of it, don't know what to do with it. Well, if we can't put it back on the land, which we probably should be doing, we can turn it into biochar. So.
Yeah, when you drive from Denver to Fort Collins, on what, I-15 or wherever it is, going north, I used to live there, there's two massive mounds, and it looks like banks of grass is growing up now, but it's actually cattle manure, and it runs for miles.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And it's not been put to use. And in Canada, because they've gone down the road, they built these special machines, expensive engineering machines, like big tractors, that inject of public sewage into the soil. That is outrageous, because there's hospital waste in that and everything else. You're killing the soil. They're doing that in Ontario. But there you are.
Yeah. If it's clean, there's no reason not to recycle human manure and urine into the soil and recycle those nutrients. But if it's contaminated with various things, then, of course, we've got a problem. And the way to solve that is to require separation, so that.
But yeah. the most abundant surplus stuff out there in all the sawmills, the fleets of trucks here will belong to the big Stobart company here, who collect the sawdust from sawmills. And the tractor units are 150,000-pound units, and trailers, the Scanias and Volvos, all on the roads here, and they're hauling them miles and miles and miles. But they're still not using it for fertilizer production. They're using it for making chipwood and composite wooden products. But it's viable for them to do that. But the amount in the western states, so you have a fair amount of forests. I've never been in Washington. Is there something like Oregon? A lot of forestry there, yeah?
Yep. Yeah, there's still quite a bit of forest.
In the wood processing of the...
There's a lot of waste wood, you could say, out in the forest that never gets used for anything, and it could be turned into biochar as well. So that could be done.
Yeah.
On that subject matter, Jenna has put on the Chitango a recent front page article in the South Sound, both Tacoma and Olympia, and it's our beloved governor, who he didn't run on any issues at all. He was just presented as a Democrat, and he got in because, you know, it's the Hegelian dialectic. Republicans have screwed it all up. We're just going to vote a Democrat in, and our beloved leader is on the front page, and he's
simply
saying...
What's the name of the governor of the state?
Inslee.
What? Inslee.
Anyway, if you look at the article, you'll see that we have a problem. The carbon tax needs to be implemented, or money needs to be extracted by fines from industry that are doing things like making pulp and, you know, all the kind of stuff we're talking about. You're asking, is there any trees up in Washington? You're never going to get through them all. It's just coming out of our ears, and like Gary's saying,
you're the worst of the states.
Every time you turn around, there's a pile of stuff that you could turn into a wheelbarrow of biochar. It's everywhere.
Sure.
But at the same time, the governor's saying, oh, we need to do something about forest fires. Well, how come we have a forest fire problem? Because they shut down all the woods, and they don't want anybody out in these rural towns having a job. And so nobody's going to manage the forests, and we're going to wonder why there's a forest fire problem? It's
a problem reaction solution. What's the score in Washington regarding labeling laws, this GMO labeling law? What's the score there? Is that overridden by federal law?
Well, there was an attempt to get it banned in Washington, and it was narrowly defeated when the big companies, I'm not sure which ones, came in and put, you know, probably millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars into the campaign and propagandized it and convinced a majority that GMOs were not the bad things they're made out to be.
Oh my God! As you go about talking to people, I had on this program about a few months ago Judy Boyle. She's a legislator in Oregon, and she's very much part of this Range magazine. I want to just say today, go on to Range magazine. Go on to the Republic Broadcasting site. Well, we've had it up for a year. Range magazine is a quarterly magazine, and there's fantastic articles exactly about what's going on in this attack on the Western states by the BLM and everything else. It's been around for 25 years, and she's selling it for $20 a year for four issues, but you can copy down all the articles, et cetera, from it. And I'll have one of their people on in 2 weeks' time. But Range Magazine, I cannot shout loud enough about it. I'm not connected to it in any way commercially, but please, Gary and Brian and Jenna, get a hold of a copy. It'd be dead easy, especially in the West, of Range Magazine. We'll go on the website, but Gary is not on the web. But two things you can do for Gary, not talking across you there, naturalnews.com. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, all of this subject, all of this, everything related to it is covered on that in fantastic technicolor detail, very sharp bullet point articles by Mike Adams owns it. And it's the two I could not say enough about is Range Magazine on that level, and there's three. Natural News, it's a fantastic resource. And the third one, Gary was referring to a reason, Nutrien. Dr. Bill Deagle, and he's 18 doctors and scientists in one person, and his scientists run Nutri Medical. He has a program on this network 3 hours a day, every day, 5 days a week. It's called the Nutri Medical Report. But he deals with you directly, wherever you are in the world, and he can treat you and find out through a QRMA test. That's interesting. Quantum magnetic test. It only takes 60 seconds. It's not an X-ray, it's just a pulse test, and the data the machine pumps out, he can tell exactly the condition of your, from your brain to your toes, of every organ in the body, and he has 200 protocols. I'm not selling stuff for him. Nobody can be an agent for Deagle. He deals directly with you, but he has 200 protocols for every single remedy in the world. And for instance, they can get people off diabetes, off insulin within a few months. And I'll give you three quick examples. This thing where people go into hospitals for knee operations, certainly if you smash your knee in a car crash, you need it surgically rebuilt, that's fine. But most people have bad operations with knees, and they have a thing called mountain red deer velvet. It grows on the head of deer in New Zealand, and it's the only substance in the world that'll regrow all the sophisticated sinews in your knee, right? And the other one is cartavite. They've changed the name to... they've upgraded what it was, cartavite originally. That is the only substance in the world. It's seven herbs, garlic, bilberry, hawthorn, and three or four others that will regrow the damage to the heart. And it's
what's
nothing
the name
to
of it?
Pharmaceutical about. Cartavite, K-A-R-D-O-V-I-T, cartavite. And it's on NutriMedical.com. But if you go into that site and get front down lots of information from NutriMedical, it is stunning. I mean, absolutely stunning. I listened to Deagle's program. On his program, he has 3 hours, but the middle hour is pure medicine, and minus the ads. If you listen the next day, you can click out the ads, and it's 38 minutes, and you can play it at any time. And it's a very good, quick...
well, how does that work? Do you have to go to him in person, or do you send in a blood sample, or what? How does that work?
Yeah, no, you go on that site. You can get a form from me in free of charge, 11 pages, fill in your history. And the one thing he requires is a QRMA test. That's a quantum magnetic resonance test. And you can buy the machines for £150. If you buy from him, he will look after you for four or five people in the family for several years for something like $1,200. But it's a total regular analysis of your situation. But it's 21st century medicine. I swear to God, he's helping friends of mine in Canada that... it doesn't matter if you're, Gary, you say you're 70, it doesn't matter if you're 92 and had multiple heart conditions or whatever, I'm not saying you have, but they can rebuild the heart at any age.
Now, the way it works is you buy a machine from him.
He sells a QRMA machine, but he's selling a package of medical treatment with it as well.
Yes.
But you can get a QRMA machine for $192, $75 and share it with a number of people. And it's not a harmful machine, it's just a magnetic, quantum resonance magnetic test. You switch it on, you hold on to the unit for 60 seconds, and it prints out a code. Now, he can interpret that code. It's designed to do what he was to do. It's what your average GP wouldn't have a clue what we're talking about, because all they do is symptom pharmaceutical drug.
Right.
Anyway, I'll stop talking and let you talk. Sorry.
Yeah, I have a suggestion, because Larkin, Texas is on the Chitango, and I'm thinking that technology could be utilized for promoting Deagle and the Range magazine, and I'm afraid that Gary's going to slip through my fingers, because I know if you give this guy a podium, or in England they would say a soapbox in Hyde Park, he can gladly get expanded on all of this stuff, because he's been... He worked for Department of Ag, and they tried to corral him and steer him, and he said, actually, I think I'll go without the pension, and my wife will want to kill me for the rest of my life, but I'm going to go actually do something, and in my opinion, he's made some progress.
I worked for the Wildlife Service.
That's what I meant.
Same
bureaucracy in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
That's the same history as just brief. I'll just give you this quick reference and stop then. John L. Casey worked for NASA, and he saw the truth about climate change. But John L. Casey, Nutrie Medical, and Natural News, and the Range magazine, those four this week, please go and just make your own discernment of it. But that's completing a circle there, and you're making massive alliances with very powerful people. Okay?
All right.
Anyway, where would you take it further? Tell us, Jenna probably wants to tell us about some growing successes she has. Tell us some of the good news over the last year or so, the things you've had good news on.
Well, I'm going to override that request and ask if Gary could possibly be utilized, because you can talk to me and Jenna anytime.
Okay, yeah, sure. But no, I would like Gary to get this information and him to digest it. If you do some print downs for him, you've no problem printing stuff down on the internet, Brian, no?
Yes.
You can print down, you know, like Natural News. I have them up here in the headers. Natural News, Nutri Medical. I'll talk to you during the week. And it is stunning. It's absolutely stunning. And of things that you, it's 30,000 articles on the back list of Natural News, and they're very readable, and the print down, you can compress them and print them down without the graphics, but sometimes the graphics are necessary. But it's very, very good stuff. It really is. But also the Western States, CJ Hadley's Range magazine, quarterly, that is covering exactly what we're talking about. But anyway, we're down to 20 minutes, the first 20 minute break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Homeowners. Lewis. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
Coming back in again, and as you want to say, can we talk about GMOs? I know you're absolutely right to be getting on what you need to be doing, and you can't let this GMOs dominate your life, but it's about making alliances. But this week we had the merger of Bayer and Monsanto, which is now a gargantuan monster of a company, and the power they have over politicians and that is just shocking. But do keep in mind that there's a massive kick against Monsanto and glyphosate and all that stuff in Europe and in France, by the way. And so even France and Germany run the European Union, but they're a crooked organization. You know, it's the fourth leg of the chair of world government. That's what the European Union is, and I give 20 years of my life to it, fighting the thing to keep the pound in Britain and to get out of the European Union. So mission accomplished, and we can thank Nigel Farage for that. But how many organizations do you know, both Gary and Brian, that are active on the ground in, say, in your own state, for instance?
Well, when people ask me, so, Brian, are you, like, part of the resistance? I turn to them and say, no, I am the resistance. In other words...
What are they? What kind of person says that to you, by the way?
Well, I would just say... a bunch of people from the Netherlands that probably are, you know, sea people, descendants that brought the slaves over here. I'm just saying everywhere I turn is somebody that I have to look at extremely suspiciously. And why are they saying, you know, you are the resistance, aren't you? No, I am advocating leaderless resistance, as did Brandon O'Connell down in Australia, who's sitting in a jail cell for doing just what I'm talking about. And if that blather is not very clear, you're asking, is there any group taking care of this? And what Lark will always say is, we need to, as individuals, quit asking somebody else, and we can join their group or cult. And that's why I consider both Lark and Gary my mentors. These guys have been at this long enough, and they're frustrated that nobody is picking up the ball. And so, sorry to bore you, I'm going to blather, and both these guys can do just that. But as to that generation, like I said, the Chitango is www.thebardenreport.chitango.com. Jenna put up a two-hour documentary on cover crops, and during the last part of the two-hour documentary, they have this old farmer gets up, and he says, let me talk. I farmed 4,000 acres. I had 350 full-time employees. I made millions of dollars every year. I went flat broke. I wish I was your age right now with this incredible opportunity. And I think Gary could talk to the David Yarrow article, Down the Wormhole. He just got back from Oregon at a conference on biochar and said Mr. Yarrow is talking the same thing this old farmer is saying. I just take a shovel and go out and count the earthworms. It's happening. The kids these days could have something to hope for. We screwed up, but we have the opportunity to turn this around. Gary, take the floor.
Well, I think we are making progress. More and more people are coming to see what the problems are and what the needs are, and recognizing that they do have to take action on their own part and can't wait around for the government. But I'm not opposed to having the government get into this in an intelligent way to propel it quicker and faster. Brian and Jenna, for instance, had a soil test done by me, and they purchased the needed materials and put them in their soil, and they're also putting the biochar in, and they're having very good results. And this is the bottom, the fundamental thing that has to get done. We have to put more people back on the land, producing food, high-quality food and nutritious food. And it all begins right there, really. We can solve a great majority of our problems by changing agriculture and by getting people to grow their own food.
We'll just go through this short break, and we'll be back then. We have 20 minutes straight through. Okay. Well.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, and we're coming back in again. And I just want to tell you two quick stories. One of the companies involved in Ireland was a company down in the west coast of Ireland, County Kerry, called Kerry Algae. And they are refining and harvesting from the sea seaweed, and they're making fantastic products. And for fruit growing, they have seaweed in liquid form. You can spray on trees. They have it in powder form for putting in the soil. And it is stunning beyond words what you can do in terms of growing tomatoes, fruit, and a demon product or a vegetable which I give out about is lettuce. Lettuce, I'm sure Gary knows this, takes metals out of the soil. It's one of the most dangerous vegetables to eat in the world. If somebody gets, say, food foraging from tainted meat in a salad and there's lettuce in it, well, the lettuce acts as a turbocharger if it's high in metals, and it could kill you. And that's why some people die of food poisoning. But seaweed is another one. I know it's not common in a lot of parts of the world, but they're fantastic seaweed products. They're not cheap, but they. Have you ever come across seaweed products in your operations, Brian or Gary?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was that company's name, that brand?
Yeah, Kerry Algae, as in algae being in seaweed. K-E-R-R-Y. Kerry Algae, and they have developed fantastic products. They developed a medical dressing. We put this dressing on a wound like a plaster, and it stays on, and it disappears into the skin completely, and it heals the wound as well.
Seaweed as a fertilizer has been around for centuries, and it is excellent in any of those forms.
The major thing down the years, people just very simply dip and grind it into powder. That's what you need to do. And once you dry it, it doesn't lose anything. And if you grind it into powder and then find out, you know, experiment with it about adding, it is a fantastic addition. It really is utterly fantastic. And another one, I'm not going to mention endless things today, but I was reading an article in the Daily Mail. It's fantastic, by a German forester who worked 40 years with trees. And he was saying here, I'll give you the name of his book in a second, how trees communicate with each other, and they send nutrients, you know, growing, if they're growing in clusters, if one is dying, the other trees, through their roots, will send nutrients to the other trees and help them survive.
And that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's this communication nature on nature, we haven't got to understand it yet, but I'm sure we'll have a breakthrough. There's a guy called John McGavin. He's on BBC, and he deals with insects. But there's an insect worm in the Amazon jungle which needs to get nutrient from the top of a tree. The tree grows a tube right down through the tree. The insect climbs up through the tube, gets the nutrient, comes back down, and puts an essential nutrient back in the soil. Now, how do they communicate with each other? I'm trying to get climb back to the BBC archives and get it and ring them up and try and get it, but if I get it, I'll give it to you. But the name of this book about trees talking to each other is The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel and How They Communicate, and it's by The Hidden Life of Trees, Peter Wolha. It's a German name, Wolhaben, Wolleben, Wolleben, Peter Wolleben, The Hidden Life of Trees, and it's a stunning piece of work. It's serialized here in the Daily Mail. But that shows one or two things I picked up this week. But
Could I interject? The Numerican is Lark, and he's posting on the Chitango, and he's asking me to slowly...
He's come on the program a few times. I find him, he may be listening, but I find him a bit academic about...
Communitarianism.
I know what it is.
Yeah, but what I'm saying.
It's no use talking about that if you're Lark and listening. Unless you give out people little short, sharp sound bites of how to attack it. It's socialism and it's Agenda 21, basically. But it doesn't get us anywhere, the fact that we know it's communitarianism. You know, we have to do something with it. That's right.
Okay, here's the thing. He's asked on the Chitango to speak clearly the Chitango address, and I'm going to do that. It's www.thebardenreport.chitango.com, and there's people weighing in on this show as we speak, and of course, you have a little time later, and you want to put on it the Deagles and the natural news places, that would be an opportunity. Yep. Gary had a very inspiring day because I know this 28-year-old guy, very sharp, and he went over to Gary's office yesterday and showed him a little computer mentoring. Gary is able to, you know, figure out how to push these buttons and make the keys happen anyway.
To get on the internet and to be able to pull down articles from natural news alone would be a stunning, I say, what you could do in an afternoon on that could take you 3, 4, 6 months in research. You know, it's really good, fantastic. That's the positive side of the internet, you know, apart from all the propaganda, to pick your way through it, as you know.
I'm also being asked to give Gary's website, which is www.blossomera.com, and you can see any of his information on that site, which is also posted on the Chitango. Go ahead, either of you can...
RBN has got their phone-in number working again. They switched phone companies and had a major row of the phone companies. Who doesn't? But their phone number, just for the rest of the program, we might have some callers, although Sam will have to tell me down the line who's on, because I haven't got the screen. I can put up the SMS, Sam, by the way. I'll put it up now. But the phone-in number is 800-313-9443. Phone into RBN here to the Barden Report, 800-313-9443. And so we might get some comments from people before the end of the program. And I'm just putting up my screen again. I can get the SMS working. but they've cut me off sound-wise, the devils. They want me to join. See, Microsoft, Skype is owned by Microsoft, you know, and they tried, there's two ways of signing up. I've refused to sign up through Microsoft, and they're trying to get me to do it because I haven't made a call out in 2 months. But, the SMS is it's actually working, Sam. But if we get a call, you can tell me verbally or otherwise. But 800-313-9443. But carry on, Brian. Yeah?
Well, I was going to ask Gary to take 10 minutes and give us some of his time that he's got some pressing information across. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah. Sure.
Well, going back to the seaweed thing, it is known that there are only 92 natural elements in the entire universe. At least 90 of them are in the sea, and partly because they have washed into the sea down the rivers and from erosion off of the land. So seaweed picks up the great majority of those, and most of them are minerals. We don't know how many of them are actually nutrient minerals, but between seaweed and seawater itself, which actually can be a fertilizer, we have a product in Washington called Sea Crop, which is a sea mineral extract. It is concentrated, and you can dilute it and put it on your crops and on your land and so forth. Supplies all of the minerals that would be needed for anything that's growing. So the thing about the organic movement is that it too soon became more or less a matter of don't do certain things. What you don't do. You don't spray, and you don't do artificial fertilizers, and you don't do this or that. But then the question becomes, well, what do you do? What do you do in a positive, proactive way? And that is the nutrition message and the mineral message. You have to put those in the soil in order to get them in the food. And a lot of people are taking supplements, and you hear the advertising for various kinds of supplements and concoctions, and those things have their place. But where do the supplements come from? Well, if they're doing it right, in most cases, they're having to get them from organically or naturally grown plants. And it's arguable that in a lot of cases, those plants themselves are nutrient deficient. So what is the quality of the supplement if you're not using high-quality, nutrient-dense materials to make the supplements with? The thing is, for the most part, wherever possible, you need to go back to the original thing, which is called a plant or a crop. You need to be growing it yourself so that you know what you're growing. And if you start with a soil that's been properly analyzed and properly treated so that everything is in there, you're likely to get the highest nutrition. And this is the part that really has been missing from the whole organic movement. It just got neglected and forgotten.
Absolutely. And, of course, they embrace socialist left-wing politics to mix it in together, which makes it even worse.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm a left-winger.
The Green Party is now the hardcore left-wing in Europe, communist party now.
And maybe, and they get a certain amount of sympathy from me, although I don't keep up with them. So, I like to try and take the extremist opposites out of it and talk about what we can do, common sense, practical ways of moving forward, and let the extremes fight it out amongst themselves.
Okay. So, I'll give you an example of the nutrimedic.
Pardon?
Well, if I can interject an example of what we're doing over here, since we're on the water in the South Puget Sound, last summer there was a phenomenal amount of seaweed that was just everywhere, and I just started collecting it. I instinctually just went for it, And it ended up being truckloads and truckloads that we kept pulling out of the water. And because it was really hot, we laid it out on hot some metal roofing that we had. And just we instinctually just followed that this is a resource that just came our way. We've got to use it now while it's here because it's probably not going
to
last.
Did you dry it out, yeah?
We dried it. We mulched it. We put in hundreds of hours of this ridiculous seaweed fiasco to put in our compost. And
if you dried it and ground it into powder, that's much more powerful because you can add that into anything. Then you see,
it is.
Oh yeah, and then
it's concentrated. Yeah.
Yep. And then I was like, but what if it has radiation in it? So a friend of mine had a Geiger counter.
Fukushima. We're all being drafted with Fukushima anyway, you know.
Well, I did studies because I was down for a little bit last summer, so I was sitting around the house using the Geiger counter, and I did a scientific experiment with measuring the atmosphere, and then I also had a piece of uranium blown glass for some reason. My friend brought that. So measuring that to compare over time, I did so many tests, and there wasn't any radioactive. Yeah.
I'm amazed, because Bill Deagle has been going on that. But let me tell you just one thing, of the many things to prove, just staying on the same subject that Gary was talking about, and I was the seaweed, one of the most powerful protocols that Deagle has produced. It's four things, and it's a virus protection, and it'll protect you from any disease with no damage to the body, and up to and including Ebola. And it's four things. It's garlic, vitamin C, iodine, and colloidal silver. And that is a bulletproof protection. He calls it virus protection. It's four vials, four little bottles, dropper bottles, and it's pure garlic, pure vitamin C, but it's called atomic. It's purified down to the atom. There's no foreign bodies in it, and it's not expensive. It is stunning, and he sent it down to Sierra Leone, and they tested it in a village where that hadn't been hit with Ebola. And Ebola did arrive in the village, and 114 people took this, and none of them got Ebola. I'm not kidding. It's a real test that was carried out.
What's that product again?
Virus protection from Nutri Medical.
Go into
the Nutri Medical site. Have it up here. It's on my header, NutriMedical.com. I have I have 23 headers up all the time up on the top bar. And here it is, medical. I go into wellness conditions. I'm not an agent for him, by the way, but he nobody can be an agent. He moved his program from GCN to Republic Broadcasting there recently. Products. And go into the header bar, products, and Dr. Bill's protocols. The ones outside that are ones that he's taken from other people. He didn't invent Cardivite, but he takes it and backs Cardivite. Silver 100, the QRMA test. And then you just go into his products there. And if you click the product, there's a massive 5-10 page, very readable, and sometimes the video or an audio with it explaining exactly what it is, exactly the science, and what it does. It's unique.
That's amazing.
It's truly unique.
Yeah.
It's 21st century science, but...
Yeah, notice the part about Nutra, and that's why I call my system NutraCulture.
He calls them nutraceuticals, It's pharmaceuticals. These are nutraceuticals. That's the correct name. And they're completely safe, etc. But he's using 21st century science. Deagle has 18 qualifications in marine biology, medicine. He has treated, God help the soldiers that had depleted uranium, etc. And he's kept them alive for many years. You know, usually that's the death sentence within 2 or 3 years. But detoxing, he's very big into that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But carry on. I'm talking too much here.
Well, we were talking about the radioactivity in the sea and in the seaweed, and I think Jenna said she did not detect any radioactivity in the seaweed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so...
That's very good to hear, because the airborne version of it, Andrew, it came right up from this. The prevailing winds hitting the coast of west coast of America are southwesterly, as they are in Britain, and the blast came right up. And British Columbia, they say, got a hell of a blast of it.
So one of the things I mentioned to PJ is on the Fukushima disaster, the Japanese are buying up all of the charcoal they can get and pouring it down the hole to soak up the radiation that's in the hole, and thereby reducing the amount that's going into the ocean.
My. Well, Deagle, because he worked for DARPA and worked, you know, treated all the people working in very dicey areas and new weapons and stuff. You would not believe what he worked in. He knew exactly what needed to be done within a month of that happening, and he's printed a major article, which you can get from, about Fukushima, and he said they've done everything wrong in Japan, and they've caused shocking pollution, and there's a massive clamp on the information in the American media. If you mention it, you will be fired. Simple as that. It's one of the biggest cover-ups ever. Amongst many cover-ups, it's one of the biggest.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing or what they might have done wrong. I have a suspicion that putting the biochar into the holes where the radioactive material is very effective at soaking it up, because
the
properties of charcoal are so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that way, Gary, to always bring it back to the char. I'm really glad you're here.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. Okay, we're coming up to the last break, and then we'll have a 3-minute wrap-up after this. Okay.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we'll come back straight in again from the last break. And 2 hours have gone by very fast today, and we're late starting. So we'll do this again within the month. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I gave you a date. I have somebody coming on the 1st, the 8th. If we pencil in a date on the 8th of October, and we'll prepare, I'll prepare myself better, and we just go through things. But in this week, if Jenna and you can get that information on those four sites, just spend time on it. You'll be wowed, absolutely wowed. Everything that you are dealing with is there on that site. Issues about read through, you can fast read the headers and then read the articles, you see. And it's extremely well laid out. Natural news. The medicine we're talking about is Nutri Medical and Bill Deagle. You listen, he's 3 hours a day on RBN, 5 days a week. But the middle hour is pure medicine. And by the way, he talks faster than I do. But you you listen the following day, because you can just click the ads, skip the ads. And so 38 minutes of the program is the program. And you can listen to it any time. And the other one was, I was saying about, well, Kerry Algay, go on their site in Ireland. Kerry Algay, I presume, is .ie. That's the designation for Ireland. And I forgot to mention, too, Brian, we'll talk about the next day. Brian has been overexposed to Irish society in Milltown, Malbay. You can tell us about that musical festival and that booze festival you were at there the next time. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
He suffered culture shock. How long did it take to recover from that?
Oh, I'm a new man since I've been to the Emerald Isle. I'll just say that. I always wondered why I had problems interacting with people, and the only ones were a small group. And come to find out, they all got some Mick in them. It was a big eye opener for me.
I see. Well, I'll talk to you off air about that sometime. But there's a lots of very good information, and the seaweed information on that, and it'd be great. You're right on the money, Jenna. If you can get hold of more of that seaweed and dry it out and grind it into powder and mix it in, you've got absolutely stunning stuff. You really have.
Nothing came our way this year. It was just almost none of it. She gives a bucket to her chickens if she sees some odd little bits, but it's been a completely different year.
Considering most of the by the way, food prices in Britain have been dropping. We've got fantastic competition in the supermarket trade here with the advent of Aldi and the Germans' discount supermarkets coming here now. But one of the things I always watch out for, Dutch produce is highly suspect. Like, you've got tomatoes that never see the fresh air and are growing on rock wool. Like, you could grow tomatoes and lettuce on a wall. But it's best to buy tomatoes from a hot climate. You know, they've got actually sunshine. But tomatoes that are grown on seaweed content are absolutely stunning.
That's right.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
What's
in the tomatoes, you know, in the way of nutrition? Hydroponics, for the most part, yields nutritionless food.
Oh, yeah. They're very important, et cetera. And as you get older, they're great for absorbing nutrients into the system. But anyway, sorry, I'll be more organized the next day, but pencil in the 8th of October, and we'll set up a program for that. Is that okay?
Roger that. I'm not
thank
sure
you,
it'll
Jenna.
Work for
thank,
me,
thank
but
you, Brian,
we can talk
and
about
thank
it later.
You, Gary.
Yeah, thank
very,
you.
Very, very good.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be back this time next week, folks, and we'll talk to you then.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.